Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem Child of Our Time, written by Evan Boland. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The first heading is Subject Matter. Boland was inspired in writing Child of Our Time by a photograph of a fireman carrying the body of a child from the scene of a bomb attack in Dublin city centre in May 1974. This heartbreaking loss of life is what has inspired or ordered this song. The poem is critical of a society in which such tragic events can take place. The poet feels the shame of being a part of a society that sees children becoming victims of ruthless and senseless bomb attacks, rather than protecting and nurturing them. You can read more about the 1974 Dublin-Monaghan bombings in the glossary section of the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is Theme. This poem is a strong condemnation of violence. The speaker is outraged at what has happened and angrily demands that society learns from the tragedy and reflects on the image of the broken limbs of the child. While the poet remains horrified that society's idle talk has robbed the child of its future, there is some hope in that a lesson may be learned that will lead to a more peaceful society with more wholesome values. The next heading is quote 3. There are many very strong and disturbing images in this poem, which contrast with much softer, soothing images in stanza 2. Read over the poem once more and select any 3 images or lines that you think are powerful or poignant in the poem. Write these lines into your worksheet. Imagery. The opening reference to lullaby almost creates a false sense of security in this poem. We might expect this poem to be a gentle lyric, but images of murder, broken limbs, and lifeless limbs all evoke the disturbing scenes which followed the 3 bomb attacks in Dublin in 1974. These images contrast so starkly with what should have been for the now dead child: soft toys to take to bed, stories of love and adventure, lullabies before falling into a peaceful sleep. The contrast highlights the poet's outright disgust and anger that a senseless, violent attack has robbed what should have been a time of exploration, security, adventure and imagination for the child. The next heading is language. The language is at times gentle and compassionate. The poet's feelings for the dead child run deep. She wishes that there were rhymes for your waking, names for the animals you took to bed, legends to protect the child. The poet herself reminds us of the power of language. It can be used to nurture, as society should have done for this child, but it can also be futile, as in idle talk, such as in tolerating attitudes towards violence, which the poet feels are completely unacceptable. The closing line is spoken in a hushed and respectful tone. The poet wishes peace for the dead child and hopes that its life has not been in vain, in that it may urge society to reconsider its own attitudes and tolerance of violence and of idle talk. The next heading is form. The poem is composed of 3 stanzas, each of 6 lines. Another name for a 6-line stanza is a sestet. Stanza 1 explains the inspiration behind the poem. Stanza 2 reminds us how children should be nurtured by society, while stanza 3 hopes that the broken image of the child may inspire a change in attitudes towards violence and an end to its tolerance. The poem almost sits defiantly on the page. It certainly does not mimic the appearance of being broken. It's as if the poet is saying that poetry has to be strong, has to be truthful in standing firm against violence, which is such a threat to the well-being of children and of society in general. The next heading is sound. There are several examples of end rhyme in the poem. For example, lullaby in line 1, rhyming with cry in line 3. However, note that the pattern of rhyme is irregular. In stanza 1, the pattern is lullaby, order, cry, reason, murder, listen. This pattern is A, B, A, C, B, C. Such a pattern suggests that something is wrong. Something has disrupted the harmony, and of course, we are reminded of the child's young life being robbed by violence. Read back over stanza 2. Can you see that the first and fourth lines rhyme? Instruct and protect. Do you notice any other rhyme in stanza 2? There are also three different rhyming sounds in stanza 3. Can you find them? Why might Boland have varied the pattern so much? Could it suggest the end of innocence, the disruption of society, or the broken images of the child? The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is quite raw in places. The poet has clearly been affected by the image of the child's broken body and is shocked and grief-stricken. Her compassion, her anger, her disbelief emerge very strongly in the poem's imagery. But the poet does not want the poem to just be a condemnation of violence. Therefore, she feels more than just outrage and heartache in the poem. She is also hopeful that in the future, if society can learn from this tragic and senseless, unreasoned loss of life, change can come about to make society a better place for all, but especially for children. The mood is one of anger. The emotive image of the final cry of the child and the broken image is upsetting for many readers and adds to the argument of Boland that society has failed this child. The sense of loss is very real. We are told clearly that the child should be surrounded by stories and toys and song, not be a victim of a senseless bomb attack. The final heading is personal response. The poem is a stark reminder that in conflict zones, children are often innocent victims of war and violence. The poem may prompt you to think of other conflict zones around the world today and the images of violence that are replayed on our screens on an almost daily basis. Think of people in society who are trying to stop violence. What core values are they striving to promote in our time? And consider also the role of literature, poetry, story, drama in commenting on violence in the world. You possibly have studied some war poems in junior cycle. Do you think poems have an important role to play in condemning violence?